Kindergarten darf man sagt es an Hedrin darf Dal beginnen mit Al beginnen Test Master beginnen das Gemara für Rabbanen Yashian Kisiv. So the Gemara says Rabbanen disagree on Rabbi. They don't dash from Yashian two judges because it's written Yashian without a vav, which that would sound like there's only one dain. Shetaisa points out, he says that by Yishkevan Kisiv, this that says Yishkevan, the preparing by Mabahim and the Gemara Shabbos up on him at Beis, actually that a fellow Rabbi Moida. It's not only like we said, Rabbanan hold that idea. Even Rebbe would agree over there, and that's because Mishum Dekra Muchach, because that's because it's evident from the Psukim, the Pinchas Loichata, that Pinchas didn't sin. So therefore the singularity of the wording, it would indicate that it wasn't both sons that sinned. And Pinchas did not sin. Sheikh Sarkasa, because the Pasuk is Meyachasim after Aaron the Kohen, so even he would agree in that Drasha, but over there in Masechta Shabbos. In the Test Master, the begins with the words, like, Kula Svir Lehu, that Yesh Im Lemikra. So Rabbi Yechon counts many Tanoim that they all hold Yesh Im Lamikra, that the primacy is how something is read. So Tosfos is bothered. He says, Hadalei Chashav Hacha Rabbi Yechon Membereika. Why doesn't Rabbi Yechon count as Rabbi Yechon Membereika Masech the Sukkah? Perak Lulav Arava and the Memeim Abayis. Dama that he says Charoyah Shal Dakel Hoyim Abiyan that they would bring over there for the Mitzvah Sarav and the Beis Hamikdash. They would bring these palm tree branches. The Gemara explains why. Mishum Dachsev, because it says, Kapois in the plural, Kapis Tamarim, Achaz Alulav, V'Achaz Mezbeach. And that sounds like two Kapois. And Rabban Mefarshin, and they, no, Kapas Ksev. It's written, the way it's written in the singular. So you see that we have Rabbi Yochanan ben Bereka that holds at Yashim Lemikra. So as Taisis, the reason is Mishum Dereb Levi. Because Reb Levi, Mefarash Hashem Taima Achrina, he gives a different reason that there's no evidence that, so because of that other interpretation, there wouldn't be an evidence of Yechma holds Yashem Lemekah. So that says further, he says, now, the nearer it would seem, the Dafka Hacha, that specifically over here, Shemikra Mesoris Makashi Adadi, where they contradict each other, it's either one or two, that's Islahu Yashem Lemekah, that's where they hold that the primacy is for how it's pronounced. But if they don't contradict each other, they're actually they darshan both, because the Rebbe, Rebbe Kiv, Rebbe Shimon, the Sabi Halcha Yeshem Lemikra, here the court is saying that we give primacy for how something is read. Mechayevin beperik safek ochel increased of yizam abeis beperik the mashchito within the chabez mabeis bechaticha achas. When you have one piece, safek shalchelub safek shalshuman, the piece that someone ate is not sure in that piece itself, not two pieces in that piece itself, if it was forbidden fats or permitted fats, asham tali, a suspended asham. Why? And the reason is mishum the mitzvahs ksiv, because of how they because they hold how it's written that yesh im lemeseiros, but I thought they hold yesh im lemikra. So it says, I'll tell you what, elahayinu mishum the krum meseiros ta'asim, because there the way it's written, the way it's read, loy machashi adadi, they don't contradict each other. And ve'esher l'kayim shneim, you could fulfill both of them. Sheba mikra de mitzvois, because the way it's read in the plural of mitzvois kardinan, that we apply l'chayiv shnei mitzvos da'ainu beis chatichas, that's going to apply in the case when there was two different pieces and you're not sure which is which. V'meseres bo l'chayiv akol mitzvah achas, and the way that it's written is in the singular, which is to say, and when it's one, and therefore if it doesn't contradict, yeah, they'll hold the both. We find the darshans both, and therefore, and that's like the concept that we're saying that you call the both. We also learned that Rabbi Kiva Omi says k'shem shalulav echad v'chul. The Gemara explains lulav echad. Why is it one lulav? Kapas, because the way it's written, even though we say yesh aim lemikra again, because it's not a contradiction. P'chein Reb Shimon darsh. So to Reb Shimon, he darshens b'per kama the kedushin of yitchesem abeis gabi bebig doy ba mikra umesaris. And the reason again is because if it doesn't contradict, you could darshen both of them. Now, me, however, kosham mir bekiva. What's difficult is from bekiva, because the lay darsh hasam, it doesn't expand with the ele mikra lechud, only actually the way that it's read. And the question of amayle darsh hasam tavai, why didn't they expand both of them? That we brought belechamani darshan both of them. Voikosh, what's difficult is also the Meskin Perek Kamed, the Gemara comes out in the first Perek Sukkah, Davon Vav Mbeid, Lachad Lishn, according to one version, the Kule Almeh, that according to everyone, Reb Shimmer Rabbanon, Yesh Im LeMesiris, that there is primacy for how something is written. And the Perek Ketz Tzalim, Tzalim Lepay Vav Mbeid, Gabi Bebayis Echad Yo'echel, Ksavah, he holds Yesh Im LeMikra, that the primacy is how it's read. That's a contradiction. Another difficulty is Perek Kamed, the Sukkah of Testament Beis, Paslin, Lekuli Amba, we say, according to everyone, it's invalid. Sukkah Tacha Sukkah. When you make a Sukkah beneath another one, the fact it says Basukas, which is in the singular, no one says over there, but there's primacy of how it's read, which is plural, that you could have two. So this is wonders regarding these questions, how do we resolve these seemingly inconsistencies. Next, it says, Ma'at, to begin with the words of the Gemara, Ekra Ani Shivim. So I'm going to say that it's. That is maybe 70. So that's how do we know it's like, you know, Shabu'ayim? Which says, have a matzah shnuye. Really, the Gemara could have answered, get Meshan and Peg Bersham, like the Gemara answers in Zvachim, Nachal Mechasim and Alf. Shunachsev kinidas, because it says, like a need, period. In other words, kachish lahisib in the keva, that's how much you should add when she gives birth to a girl. You may sheva tuma de zacha on the 7 that you have from zacha. You add on the same amount, which is 7. 7 plus 7 is definitely shabu ayim, is 14 and not 70. That's what the Gemara could have answered. If you make this matzah, to begin with the words of the Gemara, makashat hir bezacha, well, just like when the purification of the male is double added of the tuma, so by the female, which takes have a matzah, maybe the Gemara could have also said, well, ma bezacha, just like by the male, you may taram ulamal, you may tuma, the days of purity is more than days of tuma. Af ben the keva, so to by the female, you made tagam rumal, you made tumma, the day of purity should be more than that of tumma. But if you're saying it's shivim and 66 days of tara, you're having more days of tumma than tara. That could have been another answer the Gemara could have given. The next six master begins with the words of the Gemara. Anything that's placed on the Adam Mizbech, that's given at one time, keeper, so that's going to be valid as an atonement. And that's the opinion of Beis Hillel. So that says Bezvachim Bereish Beishamai, which is there in the form of Vama Beis. Tanya learned the Brice Minayin LeNiton LaMizbech Achitzin. How do we know those who their blood is put on the Arda Mizbech? Shnosn Matan Achas Kibbe, that if you did one gift, one Zrika, it's enough. Tamalai Mekas says in the pasuk Bezam Zibachach Yishavech, the blood of your Kabbanas you should pour, which is one shot. So that says when they would seem the Hach Drasha, that Drasha Asher Libet Beishamai. That's specific according to Beishamai, because the Beisil, like Tzachkar, you don't need a pasuk. Could like Divim Mechatas not any better than Chatas, which they hold, unlike Beishamai, that needs two for Chatas, they hold even one is enough, for sure, all the rest. That's how it sounds like over there from the end of the Sugi there on the Flamed Zayim Abayis. The comment the Gemara says, that according to those Tanam, the Mafki Hai Damas Bechach Yishavach, that they utilize the Pasuk Damas Bechach, Lidrasha Achrina, for some other Drasha. So the question is, call on the Tanam Mazbech Achitzin, then this that we say that all those that are placed on Mazbech, Shunasanam Batana Achas Kiba, that if you do it in one gift, it's going to be an atonement, Menalu, where do they know it from? Amshan, the Gemara answers, Sablik Basil, the Holy Basil, Dami that they say, well, Avchata Shunasanam Batana Achas Kiba, that even Chata's one gift is enough. And therefore, we offer Kul Mechata's all learned from Mechata, so you see that according to Beis Hillel, you don't need the Damas of Echacha Yishavach to teach that halacha. So this taste of attainment is a wonder, because Lama Likra, why do I need a Pasuk at all? Because the Mehe Taste of the Ma'akvi, where would you think that it would be critical? Because I'll fill the Beishamah, even according to Beishamah, lay off of Mechata's, that we can't learn out from Chata's, because the Ekel Mevo, you could refute this, say Shekin Chata's without Quran, as the Gemara says, that there's a fundamental difference. But moreover, the Mashma Hasim sounds like over there, Dafil Beis Hill. Did even Beis Hill have a Mindam Akfi? You would have thought that it's critical. Ilav the Alfi Machatas, if not for the fact that I have Machatas. But why? So it says, in terms of Nero Fashion, would seem to explain, the end of time, the reason is, Mashim de Matanish al Korona is because the gifts of the corners, Nafka Lon, where do we even know this from? We know it from Perkez Mukaiman, over there on Dafnan Gimon Beis, and the Chsiv Saviv, and it says all around. We would have considered all of them as, because it's one word that includes them all, as one gift. And therefore you would have said they're all ma'akiv. And therefore you need a pasuk, or inami, or a source. Or additionally, b'shem d'chsiv saviv tuva, consider the word saviv many times. So that's what's called b'shina kasul akiv. In kachem, when you repeat the pasuk, it's telling you that it's critical. L'hachi itzuch kra, therefore you need a pasuk, a source, b'en l'b'sham yizil, to say that no, it's enough, just one. Next test, ma'ach, to begin with the Gemara. B'shtayim la'akiv. So the Gemara of Huna says that B'shami hold that two matanis ma'akiv that we learn now from the fact that the Torah says three times Kronis. And since they hold Yeshem LeMikra, so it's like you have four for the mitzvah and two LeAkav. Which Tosfos is pretending to say, wait a second, Havala LeMeimah, then they should have said Shalish LeAkav. Three are critical because the Chilik Sivnami Eladal, because saying there's six. Even if you only had four, Havyudina Achas LeAkav, you already know one is critical because the Kapar Bechti LeAshkhan, you can't just have an atonement with nothing, because I'm Basilic, Basil say the Svara. So then you have an extra two l'rabishnayim to include two more, and then you have three. B'shamim says, what you can say is the b'shamim less lo ha'isvar. Either you can say b'shamim does not hold that svar. Could be you could have kapar b'chdi. Or inami additionally you can say because everybody hold even the ikas shvichas damali yisayit. Since you have anyways the end of everything and the blood is spilled out on the foundation, love kapar b'chdi. That's not atonement for nothing. And again, that would therefore that you only have two la'akav, not three. Continue next time's master that begin with the words of the gemara. Minayin Ravi is dam b'chulu. From where do we know that Ravi is dam that comes out of two mason that's metam b'oil? Says Rabbi Kiva considered a kol nafshes mason lo yovek. Nafshes is plural. It's coming from two different people. Which Tosfos says tam. It's a wonder because lamali kra lahachi. Why do you really need a pasig to teach you this idea? Maishna mishnei chatzoi zaysim. Why is it any different than two halves of an olive? Maybe it's mason from two different dead people. Shemitami, which. Is metame, and that this should be the same idea, where it's combining from two different dead people. Beperk behema hamakasha chol naf ein beiz mabeiz nami. Also, the boy Rishmol kara Rishmol requires a pasuk l'rvias dam. When you have rvias, the blood of the bum and a maze that comes from a dead person is metame. That's metame. Lamali kara. Why do you need a pasuk? Typically, what do you mean? It should be enough. Me did have a basa maze, just like it is by the flesh of a dead person. Because the dam chashav kabasa, because blood is considered like the flesh. Because the mucha b'mitzayin, like it's obvious when the Gemara in Shabbos stuff, ayin zayin and medalev, uba menachas v'nasachem, the Gemara menachas of kavdal and medalev, kabe dam nevela. By the blood of a dead animal, the metame revias, that it contaminates the shear revias. Why? It'll be a chalikrish, since it could congeal v'lam al-kazayis, and then it'll be the shear of an olive size of solid. So metame, therefore, it contaminates midava basa, just like for basa. So you see, it's the same thing. So why do we need a special limud for dam when I really have this from the basa? B'yashlamitensis, we could say, is the shani maize. A dead person is different. Because the filibasa atzma, which we're talking about from a dead person, the filibasa atzma, even the flesh itself, the truth is lohay metame, actually would not contaminate. Ilav mishum, if not for the fact, the mekoy menasa tzalekis. Because the place of where the flesh is missing, even though it grows back, there's like a scar. Kedam b'sach does need, like the Gemara says, need the perik damanid, dafayin nun hei medalav. Because the boy, you need to have ingiz in machlev. For something to be metame from a mess, has to have something that does not regenerate. Helkach, therefore, dam by the blood, keeping the gizimach, since the blood we know regenerates, ilav the rabbi kra, if I did not have a rebate, an inclusion in the pasuk, yisimitar, then I actually would have said it's tar. So therefore, you need a special a limit for it. Now, v'had the nakat, and this that Rabbi Kiva says, minayin l'rvi is dam. How do you know a quarter of a log of blood, habam mishnei mason, that comes with two dead people, shu metame, that's metame, la mishum, it's not because ye are partial like that, because we're so obvious to him, b'meis echad, that with this one dead person, balav haikra, without this pasuk, it's not true because the ibemes echad oyetame. Because the truth is, if we knew one person, it would be tame. Who had the mishnei mason, then I would know by default that the same thing would be also by two dead people. Ilakemiyuta, if there's no exclusionary source, that is not beperk kachi mizbech. We have the gemara meil daf yizayin medalev that says kolshav to masi b'shuyora shava. Anything that the tuma and its measurement is the same, it's start from zerazet that they combine. So they already know that it combines. I bought Matari Rabbanah, and so why do Rabbanah say it's tar the pligar to rekiv that disagree with rekiv? Mishum the miyat dekra, because you do have a miyat of the pasuk. Because I'm like it says nafshas, because it says nafshas, says in the singular, and therefore that's why you need a special limit, and that's actually why they disagree. Now v'had itzuch kra. So Tais has another question. It says why do you need a pasuk b'dam hasheretz, but the blood of a sheretz a prayer kachim is bech over there, in Me'ilah. That avagab the chashav kabasa, even though it's considered like the flesh itself, says Tosfos, yeah, mekom makom itzruch ledam tzal. You still need for the liquidy blood, the translucent blood, the metamim bekadosha, that contaminates the size of a lentil. Avagab the chimikrish, even though that when it congeals, mifchis tuva, that it actually does get less. It's not the same shear, so I need to have a special limit for that. Actually, that's why the Mishnah says it, but the Dama Sheretz B'Sarim and Starfin, that the blood of the Sheretz and its flesh combined is Shur and Shur, because the measurement is the same, because in conscious of Adam, Nevela B'Sarah, light, but the blood of a dead animal and its flesh, no. And Chimucha B'Yushalmi, Beresh HaMitzayayin, Dama, that the Gemara says it, but the Dama Nevela Tame, that the, some add on the words, Dama Nevela in the Machshir, but Hala Thomas Mace, then it is Tame. I, but now we learned the Mishnah, Dama Sheretz of a Sermon Starf, and that the blood of a Sheretz and its flesh combine. And the Ein Lo Nikayitzabai, meaning the Gemara says, that we say that we don't have the Kayitzabai, that is meaning we don't find that the blood of that the shear of Thomas Adam is like the shear of Thomas Abasa, but we find that the blood is metamic Abasa by Nevela, so you see that the shear of the Tumah of Adam of Sheretz is the same as the shear of the Tumah of the Basa Sheretz, where, because they're both the same of a Kadosh. But says Taisis, Rumi Kasha, what's difficult is the repair called Shah, the Gemara Pesachim Nafcha Bezim et Alf. Loi Mishani, the Gemara does not answer a Kushya on the question where the Gemara there does not answer, but basically what Tais bothered is that if blood has the same halacha like the basa, so why doesn't the Gemara Pesachim answer that the Gemara there is discussing that wherever the Torah says Isser Achil Lashon Lo Yochel, one of the different types of computations of that, so includes both Isser Achil and Hanah. Until the Torah says, the Torah explicitly tells you that a Muta B'Hanah. So the Gemara there asks Yitzchak Nafcha, but by Gid Anash it says Lo Yoichlin is permitted by Na. So the Gemara answers, oh, since the Torah permitted Nevela by Na, so that is included also by the Gid Anash, that's also part of Nevela, and since it's permitted by Nevela, it's also permitted by Ksher. And then the Gemara asks, but Dam, that it says Lo Yoichlin is Mut by Na. So the question is, but if it has Allah like Basa, so you should have said that when the Nevela was permitted, it's also permitted Dama, which is like the Basa. So that's bothering Taisa. Why doesn't answer on the question the dam that by blood kishodra nevela, that when nevela is permitted, he v'dam ahutra, so it and the blood is permitted. Kid mishanei akusha the chaylev v'gid, like it answers the question regarding the forbidden fats and the gid. Mashmud sounds like the dam lechashav kabasa, that the blood is not considered like the basa. So Taisa lekach tzarich lemar, what you have to say is sheyesh shem ribui, that there must be some type of inclusionary concept. The marbin be dam nevela, that we're including also the blood of Nevela, and Ulabasa de Marbinan, and once it's included, Mistabra, so it's logical, Ukmi Brevias, that okay, then we'll say, in other words, that the Gemara says elsewhere, that Dam Nevela Matam Revias, since when it dries up, it's like a Kazayas of Basar, that's not really teaching about the Etzim Tum of the Dam. That you have a rebuy, that from that you learn out regarding the Tum of Dam and Nevela. The smart that the Gemara is mentioning is only to tell you that, okay, now that we know it, it's logical to say that it'll be by Revias, so Yochel Likrish, because, oh, when it congeals, and then it'll be Lamed al-Kazayis, it'll be the size of Kazayis. It says, Taisa Vakasha, what's difficult is, the Mekin, if that's the case, that you're saying the Tumah of Adamish, so then Adamish Sheretz Nami, so then the blood of Sheretz also, this be Rebuya, that there is a rebuy for the Tumah of Adamish Sheretz, so in the Bayiminei, so you should require that much that it could congeal and be the size of a lentil. So that Taisa remains with a question on that point. Taisa must begin with the words of the Gemara of Rabbanon, that they hold no, from two mesim is not matama, because nav shas ksif, it says in the singular, from one dead person. Taisa says, it's a wonder, because Rabbi Shmuel, Sabal, Kamon, Rabbi Shmuel is later on, that yesh aim lemesiris. The primacy is for how something is written. So that's like Rabbanon, the Darshi Nafshas. Problem is, Rimkin, if that's the case, prepared behemah makash and chunav ayin bezim and aleph, the pligi b'shmol Rebbe Kiva. They have a machlekes. The Darshi b'shmol expounds, and the geya b'meis, someone touches a dead person b'nefesh, the revi is dam, that's a quarter of a revi, so dam is metame, become Rebbe Kiva litame. And the Gemara says, oh, Kiva goes according to his reasoning, dama that he says, af mishne meis metame, they didn't from two dead people to metame. So, Rabbi Shmuel, Lama Li, Trey Kroy. So, according to Rabbi Shmuel, so why do I need two psukim, Bedam HaMeis, the Metame? Meaning, the Gemara Chulin in this machlekes, the Bishmol darshan from the pasuk and the geya b'meis b'nefesh that Ravi is dumb as a betame b'maga. So the Gemara b'kiva no doesn't require this limit because he holds yeah even Ravi is dumb from two meis b'meis b'tam. But the difficulty is, since Rabbi Shmuel holds there is Yeshem L'Masaris, so then you could learn that Ravi is Dhamma from one Mace is Matami from Nafshis. So then why would you need to have two Pesukim for Thomas Dam? That Taisis remains with a question.